And good morning, everyone, and welcome to Biz Talk here on WHBY Talk Radio Appleton. My name is Randy Melzer, and I will be your host today. Our co-host, Tony Bush, is off for the day. He's out in the wonderful weather in Wisconsin, enjoying the beautiful, normal Memorial Day weekend here in Wisconsin with clouds, rain, and just cool weather. So he's out having a good time. We will have a special guest today. That's going to be Mr. Paul Tillman. Paul is one of our SCORE mentors, but also Paul is an expert in the area of intellectual property. That translates into things like patents and that type of thing. So we'll hopefully be able to give you some details on that information, how to get involved with patenting if you have a great idea, and just some other things as far as intellectual properties. We'll be getting to Paul a little bit later, but for right now what I'd like to do is just fill you in a little bit. As you know, BizTalk is brought to you every week by through the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. And just a quick background on SCORE. We have been in an operation for about 45 years. And the goal of SCORE is to provide help for those of you who are interested in starting your own business, for entrepreneurs who want to get started or have been in a business for a number of years and need help moving on to where they are. SCORE provides free mentoring service. We have about 40 SCORE volunteers throughout the Fox River Valley and the 8-county area that we serve, which goes all the way through Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Green Lake, Marquette counties, Calumet County, Waupaca County. So if you are in the area here and are looking for help to get your business started, or just want to talk about what your idea is all about and what's necessary to get started, SCORE volunteers are available to help you. You simply give us a call at the SCORE office, which is located in the Fox Cities Chamber. You can reach us at 920-734-7101, or else get to us directly. The best way to do that is on our website, which is www.foxcities.score.org. I was practicing that this week without having Tony here because he usually keeps me going to make sure I get that right. But anyway, if you have things that you are interested in as far as questions that SCORE Mentor can help you with, SCORE Mentoring and Counseling is free, so it's a very valuable resource to you. The other thing that SCORE does, of course, is we are involved in educational programs. Right now, we are in the process of working with the Simple Steps program. Simple Steps is a 5-class program, which is designed to help entrepreneurs, go through what is involved in putting together a business plan. And so we have started the first session, that was already completed. It's just basics to give you an idea of what's involved in becoming an entrepreneur. We will be doing the next 4 sessions. They're coming up beginning June 6th. They'll run the 6th, June 13th, June 20th, and June 27th. Each one of those will be from 6 until 9 in the evening, and they will be held at the Fox Cities Chamber office in the lower area. If you are still interested in taking part in those programs, the total for the 4 programs is $100. And again, you can register simply by going out to our website, and that is foxcities.score.org, to be able to register for those programs. So we'd ask you to take a look at that and see if you're still interested. The programs will cover a lot of important areas. First of all, we'll be talking about business concepts, the idea of what type of format your business should be, if it's a LLC or if it should be a sole proprietorship or that type of thing. The other area is going to be in marketing, which will include about an hour on just social marketing and social media, how to work with those areas. We also will be doing a portion on financial projections, what it takes as far as the hard numbers to make your business plan work. And then finally, we'll be doing the last segment, which will deal primarily in cash flow, but also in the area of funding sources. So where do I get the money, which is a question everybody has. So if you are interested in that, I'd ask you, please get to us on our website. And again, that is foxcities.score.org. One other program I'd like to talk about real quickly that SCORE is offering, because today being the start of the Memorial Day weekend, SCORE now has the new Veterans Fast Launch Program. For those of you out there who are veterans, first of all, thank you very much for your service, and I hope you do enjoy a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. But if you're interested in starting a business, SCORE has put together a special program called the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative. One of the things that it does is it allows you as a veteran to take part in the programs that I mentioned, for instance, the Simple Steps program, for free. You can get a coupon through the SCORE organization and attend these sessions free of charge. To do that, all you need to do is go out to the National SCORE site, which is score.org, click on the Fast Launch program, and get all of the details. Fast Launch is co-sponsored through the Walmart Foundation and other organizations such as Microsoft, Cisco, HP, Square, and a number of other organizations, all which provide special programs, again, for veterans who are looking to start their businesses. It includes discounts, programs you can be involved in, webinars, and that type of thing. So this is a very special program. It was launched in 2010, and we are going to be taking part of it here in the Fox Cities. So if you are interested, go out to the SCORE .org website, take a look at the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative program, and it has a lot of very, very valuable pieces for you to help you move ahead if you're thinking about starting your business. Finally, just to mention a few things, we do want, of course, mention that we have our sponsors. We'd ask you to be aware of those. They've been helping us out over the years, and we have an excellent list of sponsors here that we would ask you to be aware of. And if you are looking for help in these areas, take them a call. There's Alberts and Hailing CPAs for the accounting side of your business. We also work with Associated Bank, again, who's got the money, and Associated has some excellent people to work with in the area of business lending. We'd also remind you of our newest member, which is the eBiz Results group. eBiz Results has worked with us and provided us with our brand new website for SCORE, which just as a reminder is up and operational. The website is at biztalkwithscore.com, and if you are interested in getting to us as far as questions and so on and don't feel you want to call in, you can give us an email or comment on that website today too, and we can try and take that information. So again, biztalkwithscore.com, and that was put together with the help of the eBiz Results group. For attorneys, we have the Herling Clark Law Office, an excellent group of attorneys that give us a lot of help in the area of business law. Also, don't forget about the financing. Again, we have Lakeview Credit Union, Chip Coonan and the people over there who do a lot of helpful things for SCORE and are very happy to work with you as far as starting your business is concerned. And then, of course, we also work with the Business News in the Valley. The Business News is an excellent information piece that will provide you with what's going on in business throughout the Fox River Valley. So we'd ask you to please support our sponsors, because, of course, that's how we managed to be here. So thank you very much for that. With those parts of the information, I think what I will do is we'll take a quick break, be back shortly, and introduce you to our guest, Mr. Paul Tillman. So again, this is SCORE on WHBY Talk Radio 1150 here in Appleton. And good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk with SCORE here in the Fox Cities. I'm Randy Melzer. I'm a SCORE mentor here in the Fox Cities. And we will be talking to Mr. Paul Tillman this morning in regard to intellectual property. This is a question that a lot of people have, and I want to remind you, if you have questions, please give us a call. You can reach us here at 281-1150 in Appleton, or on the TDS Metro line for 1-866-887-1150. Or if you have a question and you don't want to call in, you want to just reach us by email, you can go out to our new website at www.biztalkwithscore.com. So with that said, I'd like to introduce Mr. Paul Tillman. Paul, very happy to have you with us today.
Very pleased to be here, Randy.
Okay. I think we might as well start a little bit. Paul is a mentor. He works with SCORE. How long have you been with SCORE, Paul?
Oh, about 3 years.
3 years. And can you tell us a little bit about your background? Intellectual property. Interesting concept.
Intellectual property can be a lot of fun. It can also be terribly mystifying to people who are not aware of what it is and how the rules apply. If today I can reach the point where I can simplify this down for you, I've won the day, so to speak. So let's start off, and as we go along here, Randy, I'm sure, will correct me in different places.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to do, as I said, was just first of all start with your background, Paul. What brings you to the Fox Cities? Obviously, we can tell from your accent that, as you always tell us, you're not from around here.
That's true. I am not from around here. People keep telling me I have an accent. Actually, I'm from the village of Sherwood. It's the only piece of high ground I could find.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. Wisconsin's a little less than hilly, so.
A little less, that's an understatement, yeah. For sure.
Okay. And what brings you here, and what was your professional background that brought you here?
Basically, I'm a plastics engineer, and I came here in search of employment, which is usually a good reason to move around the country. And before that, I was based in Europe. So I've actually been in this business for about 35 years, and I've worked very heavily indeed with marketing, development, and research.
Okay. Now, I understand that you currently hold a number of patents yourself?
I have right now about 51 published patents and about 29 published applications.
Okay.
If you have some spare time, turn on your computer and basically dial in Paul Tillman patents, and you will see three or four screens coming up listing the patents that I have.
Okay. And what areas are those in? Are those?
They're all most of them are in flexible packaging. And what I try to tell everybody is that with a patent really is an answer to a challenge. In other words, you're fixing a problem that people have not been able to overcome before.
Okay, so you have to have a solution, is what you're saying.
Solution, that's a very good way of putting it.
Okay, so you have a special solution, and you want to bring it out to people, so the patent is the answer?
It's a way of doing it. In essence, what it does for you is safeguards the investment that you've made in developing that product or that soon-to-be-patented product, and it allows you to take that out there and show other people that you've resolved something to the point where it becomes a commercial proposition.
Okay. So, well, your background is primarily said engineering. Is that where most people come from when they have patent ideas or so on?
Actually, no. It's quite surprising. A lot of people just walking along the street, so to speak, have said, gee, I've got this great idea. Then what do I do about it? So it's not confined. Believe me, it is certainly not confined to engineers.
Okay. Well, just as an aside, in addition, when we're talking about intellectual properties, we're not only just talking about patents. There's also the areas of copyright and trademarks.
That's correct.
And again, I guess there's some confusion a little bit as to the variations, which, you know, what I should use what for. And I know that's kind of a complicated question. Let me rephrase that. Do you also work with people in the areas of trademarks and copyrights?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And if I was looking to have something in the area of a copyright, what kind of product or what kind of idea would I be working in?
Well, if you're looking at copyright, the basic requirement for something to be copyrighted is that it be an original work of art. And that is interesting because copyright actually lasts for the life of the person, the editor, so to speak, and also for 50 years thereafter. So copyright is a very powerful tool. Copyright applies to a song. Copyright can apply to a photograph or a picture or something that's original.
Okay.
So it's a separate art.
And then on the flip side of that is the idea of a trademark.
A trademark is something that allows you to establish, so to speak, a benchmark for your product. And that is so important to do that, because the whole idea of trademarking is making sure that you have the genuine article and other people cannot really trespass on that ground. Again, it's basically captured within intellectual property.
Okay, so each one of them has their own role, their own area that you have to be working with.
Correct.
And you work with different experts when you're looking at these things?
You actually, yes, you have to.
Okay. So nobody's going to be an overall expert in all of these, hopefully.
Physically impossible.
Physically impossible. All righty. So I think we just covered a little bit on how you got here. Other background. Now, you're working as a score monitor, a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that you're doing.
Other things that I'm doing, I work with local businesses in developing sales strategies, understanding what they can and cannot do as far as dealing with wholesalers, retailers, direct online, web marketing, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So I really work within the SCORE Foundation across a number of areas. I think right now I have about 9 active clients. And so far, year to date, I've probably worked with another 7 or 8.
Okay.
So this is quite a full-time position on its own.
Yeah. A lot of us who have joined SCORE say that. It seems to start out as working once in a while with people, and you end up very much involved with them.
Absolutely correct.
You found the people that you're working with in the SCORE area have patentable ideas?
In a number of cases, yes, and typically what happens is somebody will come to me and say, you know, Paul, I have this great idea, and I want to patent it, but I just don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walk through, in essence, the steps that are required, and it's really terribly basic, very simple in the sense that if you can wrap your concept and describe it and you can draw it, so to speak, you have the beginnings or the start of an application there.
People who, just a very quick aside on that, but people I've talked to who are thinking about patenting and so on seem to be pretty paranoid. I guess that's a quick word for it. But they seem to have this fear of bringing this information to somebody, trying to get it started. You know, it's like I've got this great idea, but if I tell you about it, I'll have to kill you. how do you overcome that? How do you get people to say, wait a minute, I really do have to bring this information out?
It's sometimes very challenging because there are so many stories that go around where somebody has expressed something in confidence, and in one form or another, they have lost or been hurt financially because that confidentiality was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Within SCORE, we don't have that problem, so to speak, because each of us is bound by contract, and we have to be very, very careful who we work with and how we work with them,
mm-hmm,
to ensure that confidence is maintained for the client.
Right. Well, that's how the code of ethics that we all sign, mm-hmm, every year, which guarantees that we will not divulge any information and all the material is exclusive to SCORE. Okay. I would like to remind people, if you have some questions as far as intellectual properties, please give us a call at 281-1150 or at the TDS Metricom number at 1-866-887-1150. We are talking with Mr. Paul Tillman, who is an expert on intellectual properties, patents, and all that type of information. So with that said, we're going to take a brief break and be back shortly. And you're listening to Biz Talk here on WHBY Talk Radio at Fox Cities. And welcome back again to Biz Talk here with SCORE and the Fox Cities on WHBY Talk Radio. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with the SCORE Fox Cities chapter here. And our guest today is Mr. Paul Tillman. Paul, as I mentioned before, is a mentor here with SCORE, but he is also our resident expert in the area of intellectual properties. And, of course, that deals primarily with the area of patents. So I think what I want to do, Paul, is if I could just have you kind of take us through a little bit of the ideas of what's involved with patenting, what it, you know, just some background material on how you go about it, what's involved.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that, Randy. The key factor becomes simply, if you have an idea or you have something that you feel provides a benefit, that really is the critical first step in applying for some protection of your invention. So number one step is, does it provide a service to humanity, to mankind? Does it offer something that is not out there today? Is it truly a step forward in the world of technology? Any of those may apply. The thing that I try to get to is, most ideas are usually problem-solving ideas. So literally, if you solve a problem, and I have to tell you, with all the IP that I have, 90%+ of that is problem solving. Okay. And that's really the best way of looking at it. You understand the need, you understand what has to be done, and you come up with a solution to that.
Okay, so we're back to the same thing. You start with the problem and work your way down into, how do I fix this?
That is correct.
Okay.
So in another illustration, and this is something that people need to understand, is that if you're working, which hopefully most of us are today, you may come up with an idea, and that idea is great, but it is really something that your company needs, and you have conceived this idea while working for Company X. So you go to your boss and you say to your boss, well, gee whiz, you know, I've got this great idea. And the boss says to you, well, that's fine. That's really great. Of course, you developed it during my time, mm-hmm. and you're an employee of the company. And the answer simply is, yes, you are.
Yeah, yes. So, a lot of companies do even require you to sign documents to that effect, don't they?
That is so correct, Randy. Yep. That's the first thing that most companies do. And this is a valid point. Thank you for bringing that up. Because if you're starting a business, you need to make sure that you're covered in the sense that you have developed proprietary information, you've developed a customer list, you've developed methodology that is specific to you and your new company. Do not allow anybody to walk out the door with that kind of information. You really have to have an employment contract. That contract has to be set up to the point where the employee clearly understands that they are dealing with information that is proprietary to your company.
Okay, so this becomes a two-way street. You as an employee must maintain your agreement with the employer, but you as an employer also must understand and have your employee understand the importance of the information that you have and why he is a guardian of it just as much as you are.
That's so true. It has to be a mutual understanding. I've come across a number of cases, unfortunately, where somebody has said, well, gee, I did not know. And the answer is, well, that's strange, because you signed this non-disclosure agreement and here's your signature.
Yeah, that's one of the common documents, isn't it? Non-disclosure.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And that just states that any information you have about this, you cannot, you know, that I provide you with, you can't give out to anybody.
That's basically correct.
Okay. Now, not an attorney, but as you can see, by the way, I expressed that.
That's absolutely fine. You're doing good, Randy.
Okay. There. All right, if you want to just keep going then.
Okay,
the steps on this.
I'll keep rolling along here. What I was trying to do was to put into simple English some of the experiences that I've had, and we don't have all day to do that, so I'll cut this real short. I was at an inventor's dinner, which is recognition by a major company in Chicago, and they have a lot of experience in dealing with intellectual property. And I actually, I was invited to this conference because of a number of inventions that I had. And there were probably 100 of us inventors sitting around drinking the company scotch and having a good meal.
Yes.
And I sat next to a guy and I said to him, you know, what did you invent? What is your patent? And he said, it's this screw. And it looked to me like it was just a screw.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what did you invent? And I said, it's a plastic bag.
Okay.
So that didn't sound very impressive either.
Right.
So we got to the point where the awards were being given out, and suddenly I realized that, in fact, this harmless screw, please appreciate this goes back some 25 years ago,
certainly,
was in actual fact somewhat of a killer screw, because it had the ability to drill right through sheet metal and fasten itself without going through the sub-steps of pre-drilling, drilling,
okay,
tapping, all of those good multiple steps that are required. So in one action, by some very astute engineering by this particular inventor, he came up with a device that cut out four steps in the manufacturing process, and it made the car manufacturer extremely happy.
Okay.
And saved a lot of time. So that is a classy piece of information, in the sense that that is really and truly what a patent is all about. It's seeing a need, providing a solution, and developing the intellectual property to cover that solution.
Okay, so if you can find a way to save money, to improve a process, to take a device and make it function better, you may have a patentable idea.
Correct.
Okay, all righty. Just as an aside, where do I go to get information about that sort of thing? If I want to do something, I'm interested in patenting something. Where do I start?
Very simply, if you go onto the United States Patent and Trademark Office, they have websites that deal, subsets of the websites rather, that deal specifically with new inventors, people who are there for the very first time. It looks very overpowering, but in actual fact, it's very simple. If you can describe your application, if you can draw your application, in essence, then what you do is you get onto the USPTO website, and they will provide you with, or you will actually key this in, an application form for a provisional patent application. And when you get to that point, then you're rolling, because then you have something that is registered. I think the cost today is $149. And that provides you with the wherewithal to say to another company, assuming that you're not a millionaire, I have this great idea and I would like to share it with you. However, I would like to make sure that confidentiality is maintained. And oh, by the way, I filed this as a provisional patent application with the USPTO.
Okay.
That covers you.
Okay,
and
so
that allows you to disclose that.
So you're working with the U.S. Patent Office, go out to their website, first of all, to get the information, and then follow through from them.
Correct.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a brief break right now and then be right back. When we get back, kind of talk a little bit more about timing issues as far as patents and how they protect you a little bit. So we'll get back to that. Again, if you have any phone calls or questions, please give us a call at 281-1150. This is Biz Talk here on WHBY Radio. Good morning again, and welcome to Biz Talk here in the Fox Cities. My name is Randy Melzer. I am with SCORE Fox Cities, and our guest today is Mr. Paul Tillman. Paul is our resident expert on intellectual properties. We've been talking a lot about patents. It's a subject I think we could probably do for about 4 hours. And what we're going to do is I'm going to see if I can talk Paul into doing a special program for us one of these days for SCORE, which we'll do on patenting. But I'll just get to him on that later. For right now, though, there's still a lot of things about patenting we wanted to kind of talk about. One of the things, there's a difference between how patents are handled and looked at in Europe and the United States. That's a question we were talking about off air. How would you explain the difference?
The best way of explaining that difference, Randy, is that the opinion of a lot of us, first to file, which is the European standard, has some challenges because in essence it doesn't take into account the ownership or the actual inventor's status in a program like that. In the USA, we have first to invent, and first to invent allows due diligence as far as ensuring there is, so to speak, a paper trail for developing that, so to speak, chain of paper that takes care of where the product was developed in the first place.
Okay. So when you say first to file, you're saying in Europe what happens is if I get to the front door of the patent office before you do, I win?
You win.
Okay. But in the United States, I can still say, wait a minute, I can prove that I had this idea 3 years ago and have been working on it ever since?
That's the beautiful thing about the methodology that's used in the USA today.
Okay. So even though I haven't filed for that patent, I haven't gone in for a provisional patent, I still have some rights.
Well, hopefully you would have filed that provisional patent, Randy.
Okay.
The point is actually this is going to happen in June, so this is a radical change in the way intellectual property is handled.
When you say it's going to happen, this, in other words, the U.S. is changing its standard?
It is.
And they're going to the first to file. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So if you do have an idea, it would be a good idea to get into it pretty soon.
Certainly. And take due notice very simply that you capture your idea, whatever that idea is, and you submit that to the USPTO, along with a check for $149 or $150.
Okay, in the USPTO, U.S. Patent Office.
Yes, sorry.
That's right. No, I'm used to using what they call TLAs, which are three-letter acronyms, which drive everyone crazy. So every once in a while when people get onto those things, I'll catch you on it. But that's good. Okay, what does a patent guarantee me? How long? How do I work with it?
The patent will provide you with the right to stop others practicing your invention for a period of time, usually between 17 and 20 years. So that gives you some protection to the point where you can say, this is my idea. I don't want somebody to copy my idea, and I seek to, in essence, profit by my own invention. So it's a kind of a negative right because you're allowed to stop others, but to practice it yourself becomes another challenge.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the misconceptions that I ran into people when it comes to copyrights and trademarks, patenting, that someone out there is going to protect you because you have filed a patent. It doesn't work that way, does it?
It does not work that way at all. Literally, you are the one who has to defend or be aggressive in protecting your patents, your idea.
Okay.
Now, please be aware that patents are, I consider intellectual property to be a really great arena for development programs and for people who are looking to problem solve and take their product and go with it. And there are certainly a number of situations where people have said, gee whiz, if only I had. And they've worked on it, they developed it, it's become commercial, and they've made a great deal of money out of it.
Okay.
It depends so much upon how well you build that pattern in the first place. And what I always tell people very simply is, it's like building a house. You have to make sure that you've got all the footings in, or you would call it a basement, I suppose. Sorry.
Foundation.
Foundation. Okay, we'll go with foundation. Make sure all of that is solid before you start building the house.
Okay.
Same thing applies to a patent. You make sure that you've done your homework and that there is nothing out there that in any way is similar to or can be considered to be the same as the invention that you have.
Now, yeah, on that point, too, if I want to find out if someone has a patent either applied for or in place, I know that there are places on the website for the U.S. Patent Office. Is that where I should go primarily to start with that?
Yes, there's certainly where you should go in the beginning. Very simply, type in if you know the inventor's name or if you can describe in some form the title of what that invention is, It will come up on the United States Patent and Trademark. Okay.
Another quick question I've got for you, and that is, do I need an attorney? Do I have to go to a patent attorney?
If you are an inventor, you can go directly to the USPTO. An attorney is great, but it costs you money, so you have to appreciate that. Most attorneys are very skilled in the area that they have, but you need to understand carefully what they're proposing to you and how to do it, because it can cost you between $7,000 and $12,000 just to file a basic utility patent.
Wow. Okay.
And there's not any super guarantee there that you're going to get it, but you will obviously pay the patent attorney appropriately.
Okay. So in other words, we're back to the normal situation. If you have a high enough value in what you're doing, get the attorney involved and work with them. If the value at this point in time is not determined, you can at least start and get yourself into a safe position.
That is correct.
Okay. All righty. So, you mentioned I can go in as an inventor and file.
Mm-hmm.
A patent attorney can do that. Can anyone else go in? I mean, say somebody I was talking to, can they go in and file on my idea? Not as the inventor, but just as somebody who knows about it.
That should not be the case. Obviously, it does happen. There are cases out there where somebody has disclosed something, and at that point, unfortunately, somebody has gone and filed ahead of them. So it is so important to file that first provisional patent, first of all.
Okay, so that's the key. Get that provisional patent started. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Well, as is our normal custom at this point in time, Paul, I'm going to ask you if you have a biz tip for our audience out there, people who are interested in or have an idea. What would your business tip be?
My business tip simply would be take care of your business. Ensure that your intellectual property is protected, whether it's in the form of a customer list, whether it's in the form of a trademark, whether it's in the form of a pending patent. Take care of yourself and your business first as far as intellectual property is concerned. It will come back and pay you handsomely.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty, wonderful. If, by the way, you do have any other questions for Paul but didn't call in, you can file those questions on our new website at the biztalkwithscore.com website. There is a place there that you can click on Paul's name, and if you have any questions, then we'll make sure they get back to him, and we'll try and answer them for you. So, again, I've been working with Paul Tillman here at our Biz Talk show. Thank you, Paul. We really appreciate it. Just to take a moment also to say thank you to all of the veterans out there. On Memorial Day, we'll be thinking of you. We want to thank you for your service, and we really appreciate that. So to everyone, have a wonderful Memorial Day. And thank you very much for listening to Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150 in Appleton.